More than 10,000 aircraft will visit Whitman Field this week, including World War II planes, antiques, and many home builds. Home builders are the core of the EAA and arrive in a wide variety of planes. Flying from Texas in his RV-8 was John Ross, who took 6.5 years to build the all-metal plane, which cruises at more than 200 miles per hour. Ross spent about $40,000, far less than a comparable factory-built plane would cost. But Ross says small, simple planes built from plans can cost as little as $15,000.
You can do it a lot less money. There are many ways to build. You can buy a kit or you can buy plans. You can build wood airplanes, metal airplanes, fiberglass airplanes.
Most home builders are men, though not all of them. Ross' wife, Tricia Coletto, did not help build the plane and rarely rides in it. She describes herself as an airplane widow.
I think it's very important to encourage your husband or your boyfriend or your fiance to do it because it's a very healthy experience. The people that build airplanes are just a generally a nice group of people. They're very generous with their time. It's a wonderful group of people, and I think that it's much better than having your husband or your boyfriend out chasing girls and in bars.
Air Venture continues through Sunday at Whitman Field in Oshkosh. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm John Powell.